Who's ready to play some kneecan?
I'm ready to do some kneecan.
Right on, right on, right on. It's good to hear all your voices. I'm still coming to you from down in Florida. We're heading back tomorrow, ready to have a really, really great end to the year here. Actually, a lot of exciting stuff going on. Every time I turn the computer on, you guys are doing something. So great start to the month, everybody. Tonight, we're actually going to skip going through numbers tonight because I did not do a good job of broadcasting it out, partly because I've had a little bit of being in contact problems the last couple weeks, some due to family circumstances and some to pre-planned travel. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, so I apologize for not being better at communicating. And a lot of you guys have tried to call me and everything else. I just haven't had the reception to do what I wanted to do. So having said that, we're going to do that, but I wanted to announce something to you guys tonight. So some of you guys may not know, and I'll take a few minutes to do that, and I think you'll understand why when I do it. And then we'll talk about how to use live events in synchronicity with e-tools and sampling products and all sorts of stuff. So we're going to have a great call as far as that stuff goes. And you guys, let me ask you this before we get going, just randomly, who wants to do something? Who has something exciting going on in their business they want to share? Talk about a curveball.
I have something on my business.
Everything's exciting.
Good. Tell me something good in one of your businesses happened this week. What's the best thing that happened to somebody this week?
I sponsored a member.
Right on. That's pretty cool. How'd you do that?
Well, I had made a small demonstration with the Aquaphor, and that got her excited, and we did a couple of back and forths, and I'd send her a couple of the e-tools, and finally I got her into my home. We viewed the various products, and she signed up.
What products did you get on the most?
The Aquaphor and the shower head. She really wants the under sink, but and the Jade Greenzyme. She's got an eczema condition. And
right. What e-tools did you use?
Let's see. I started with the Wellness Home and then the Thermographics, and then she came to the home and saw all the various products. We did a couple of the strength tests, and it just went from there.
Right on. Did you have a good time doing it?
It was fun.
Very cool. You know, the more fun you have, the more people you get. Just want you to know that. Who else had something cool go on this week?
I had some people at a restaurant that I talked to a couple of weeks ago approach me for more information.
Wow, that's awesome. Just out of the blue?
Yeah, well, I was eating lunch, and two waitresses came over and sat down at my table, started quizzing me and wanting more information, so I obliged.
Well, that's a good thing, man. What else you guys got going on? Come on, pony up. Don't be silent, everybody. What's anything big or little?
I've got some neat experiences with the new e-tools.
Right on, Cheryl.
And I've got actually bags and bags of names and numbers that I've contacted over the past few years. And I'm pulling them out, and I'm going back, and I'm talking to these people, and it's amazing the response that I'm getting, and I'm able to just, in fact, one girl that I talked to ended up moving. I had no idea because she was in Chicago when I first met her, but she ended up moving to Charleston. What is
right.
that, North or South Carolina or something
right.
like that?
Yeah, sure, South Carolina.
Okay, and it's a lot of fun, and it's just making it so easy, and I'm able to say, well, hey, you know what? If this doesn't look like it's for you, you might know somebody who it's a great match for.
Right.
And they're all
right.
like, yeah, sure, okay, send it to me. You know, let me check it out.
Right, so you said, you know, if you're not smart enough to see it, maybe you'll know someone who is.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's a real friend maker, isn't it?
I don't say it quite like that.
Yeah, I would suggest not doing that either. That's cool. who wants to, by the way, Jackie, do you know animal, you've got some contacts with animal people, correct, with products?
Yeah.
Carrie Sesney, if you can hear me, which you probably can.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Jackie has the entire, she has a cornucopia, potpourri, myriad, a vast array, and a plethora of animal contacts. So we
whatever.
Get guys, we'll get you guys in touch with each other because you just texted me and said you need some animal help. Does that sound good, Carrie? Is that okay, Jackie, if we put you in contact?
Yeah, I'm good with animalistic people.
Hey,
right
Jackie.
Yo.
Jackie, send me some of that stuff.
Jackie, this is Steve. Can you email me your contact info, too?
Yes, I will.
Sorry, Jackie.
All right, thanks.
That's okay.
Right on. Does anybody know about herbivores and knee cap products? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, his name is Rick Murphy.
Hey, I'm a carnivore, flat out. Let's get one more cool thing that happened, and then we're going to get after the call. Tell me, anybody got one more cool thing that happened this week?
Well, I looked up a buddy on MySpace that I hadn't been in contact with for about 12 years, and he emailed me that he was in a telecom position that was shaky and hadn't felt confident since about 2001 in his position. So I'm going to give him the opportunity to jump on board with us.
Right on. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but other than Nikan, can you guys name me other companies you know that are upsizing in your local area? Well, then, how many companies, you guys are all CEOs, how many phone calls do you guys think are happening tonight or tomorrow where CEOs are talking about upsizing? Anybody want to take a guess?
I would say probably zero.
That's right. Well, not very doggone many. So I want you guys to remember, you are walking tall giants in the land of the small people. So realize that you've got something to offer, something really awesome, and go with it that way. Let me share a couple things. I've still got some reception issues, but I wanted to make sure that we got this in tonight because I want to share a couple things with you. And first of all, you know, Nikan, I've been telling you guys for a while that things are really happening at Nikan. And Nikan's been through a lot of stuff. You know, we went through basically just Magnet Nikan. Then we went through adding the Total Wellness stuff, some of the different technologies and all that stuff. And for the past couple of years, we've been kind of finalizing everything. And I think you guys remember I told you when October, November hit that things were going to start to really happen and happen quickly. And the year wraps up, obviously, this month. Then we go into next year, and corporate has been positioning for a very long time. There was a big important changes that I want to share with you guys that happened at corporate this week. I've gotten a ton of emails and calls, so I'll just announce it in one spot. We actually have some new leadership positions at Nikan. They're all people that you guys know, but we have a little bit different corporate staff. Right now, we have, as of course, Tom Watanabe is our owner, who has a huge vision for Nikan. Absolutely awesome stuff. I had a talk. I've talked to several, let's just say, very highly placed people at Nikan, and I also talked for quite some time last night to Royal Diamond Reed Nelson, who's a really good friend, and hearing about some things that are up and coming, which I will share with you guys soon. I'll talk to some of you in individual groups and stuff like that, but the stuff that's coming will blow your eyes out of your head. I'm so excited about it, I couldn't sleep last night. But what basically is happening now is Mr. Watanabe has a very clear vision for the company, knows exactly where it's going to go, and it's now time to go. So you're going to see Kurt Folk, who has been our CFO, is now going to be our CEO, which is a chief executive officer. Mr. Watanabe has held that title for quite some time, but now it's going to, of course, be Kurt's. And then Bob Richards actually is no longer with the company. So Doug Braun, who is the vice president of marketing and sales, will assume that position and still run what he runs. And then you've got, of course, Ann running as the director of sales. You've got Daryl Merritt, who's still running customer service. And then you've got Dave Balzer, who's running all the products. So it's pretty much everybody's doing what they were doing before, with the exception that you have Kurt assuming the CEO, and then Doug is going to be actually the president. Let me think, there's something else I wanted to throw in the pot, too. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up. Doug is ready to step up and hit this thing and put in the hours. Bob is a dear friend, has been for a really long time, not only professionally but personally. Dave Johnson just called a minute ago, and I was talking to Paige not even an hour ago, that I can remember two or three times over the past year when Bob said, you know, I'm just working a lot of hours and a lot of travel and doing a lot of things. And pretty much being the president of this company is about a 50 to 70-hour week position. All of us out here that are free, you know, I'm sitting down here like a slab of meat with mittens in Naples making a few phone calls, and it's because of the vision Mr. Watanabe has that allows us to live like this. I mean, Paige and I sit on the beach and check the computer and do a few things and make residual income. Now, by the way, let me say something about that. I've been doing this for a decade. When I was a silver, I was not sitting on the beach for 2 weeks. You guys understand what I'm saying there, right? I don't want you to think because you break one bronze leg that you're going to be sitting around in Florida for a month. That kind of freedom is earned. And so bear that in mind, that for the first 2 to 3 years I was in Nikan, if there was a Saturday training, like we're going to do something in Austin next week. We have an unbelievable speaker coming in from corporate who's just a guru. We're going to do an hour of business training. If Dennis Williams, you know, who was a diamond or Roll Diamond when I was new in the business, had set that weekend up, no matter what was going on, I would have been there, flat out. I don't care what was going on. If it was there, I was there. And what the payoff is down the road, you can do whatever you want to do. We were listening to a pastor talk in church last Sunday, and he's a recovering addict. And he's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's in his 40s now. He said, you know, every morning I wake up, because I'm still an addict, and I'm one decision away from wrecking my life, or I'm one decision away from having a great day, which will lead me to heaven. And in your NECAN business, certainly you're not talking about heaven. Every day and every weekend and every week and every month, you're faced with the decision, hey, am I going to do the thing today or am I not going to do the thing today? So your Royal Diamond pin or your month in Florida or your month on an island, you guys realize that that time and that residual is basically a mosaic of a million decisions that you make every day or weekend. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes, it does.
So watch what you do every day because it will lead to a retirement. But the reason I tell you that is because we're able to live like we live because, frankly, the people at corporate do the work that they do. We owe them a huge, it's a real honor that they do what they do. And to be quite honest with you guys, you know, it was somebody, we needed someone that wanted to do that many hours and do that many things. And that's basically where we are right now. So that's what it is. It's really exciting. And then part three, what I'm dedicated to doing right now is hanging numbers and signing people up and rocking. I'm glad whoever is running the company, but I could care less. If Mary Poppins runs the thing, I'm going to go do what I do anyway.
Right.
And go out and make money and help people and get them home. I would imagine my first 6 years in the business, in fact, I'll tell you guys flat out, I did not even go to corporate. I've been in this business 11 years. The first time I went to Irvine was when I'd been in the business 8 years, and it was to be in that Success From Home magazine. I did not have any contact. I never made a phone call. I never talked to any of the executive-level people until I was approaching the diamond level. I never even wanted to. I've always gone out, met people, signed them up, brought them to previews, and turned them over, and done my own events. I've never tried to do giant schemes and stuff where I had to interact with corporate and write big proposals. I don't do all that nonsense. You sign people up, you do the right thing, and I don't know. In fact, I'll tell you guys right now, your interaction other than customer service with corporate should be small. And by the way, that's a beautiful thing. The corporate staff's impact on us should be that you don't have to think about them. You guys know what I'm trying to say there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's like, we'll put it this way. When you guys are watching an NFL game, have you guys ever heard the saying, is it the best referee, you don't even think about them? They don't impact. Yeah, sure, they don't impact the game. So basically what they're doing is arming and equipping us, and then we go out and do what we want to do. So the bottom line, I know some of you guys, everybody loves Bob. I mean, what a great guy, a great friend, great president, everything else. And right now, we basically have the same corporate staff, just in a little bit different setup. And then part two, Larry Proffitt is going to have a very strong presence around corporate. Larry is basically the guy that brought it here with Tom, and there's a very strong vision. Mr. Watanabe, some of the things he laid out that are going to happen, I absolutely, it's everything. We'll put it this way. I told you I don't like to really interact unless I have to. Like, I'll never be a big committee guy again and stuff like that. I've done all that stuff. I want to build my business and be left the heck alone. But I can tell you this, everything that I would want if I was to do that stuff is what we're going to get. Everything. So this is absolutely awesome. You are going to see so many awesome things coming up this year. I wish I could tell you all of them. But it's just not the right thing to do because I was told some of it in confidence. But I can tell you guys this. What is about to happen is extraordinary. So this is the positive kind of change and basically onward and upward. And to a bunch of you guys on the call, it won't make a difference, but to a lot of you guys who are very close, Bob is awesome. He's a great friend, great guy, and he's on to other ventures and other things, and that's the bottom line. Does anybody have any questions, thoughts, or comments?
Nope, let's get to getting.
Yep, well, yeah, that's exactly right. So that's what's going on. You'll hear probably the official announcement tomorrow. There was a call yesterday on that. And I wanted to share with you, so you heard it here first, and I'm fired up about it. So that's pretty much that. What we're we're going to talk about tonight is the preview and using basically that along with your e-tools. And to understand a wellness preview is to understand it in the sequence of events in general. When you go back in time, you know, even I've talked about this extensively, but 5 years ago, meeting with somebody took a lot of time, a lot of driving, and we were basically built on just live events, period. And a live event, by the way, let me ask you guys this. If you have to drop a video to somebody that's 15 minutes away, and you talk to them for 10 minutes, and you drive 15 minutes back, isn't that pretty much spending an hour with somebody? That's like doing a whole event.
Right.
Well, what we're able to do now is we can eliminate some of that running around, but the live event has become probably more important and more focused because it's our touch point. It's the point where Nikan becomes real. It's the point that really brings people on into the business. Your preview is your main event. It is the thing that everything forward, i.e. expos, conventions, rhythms, everything is built from, and it's the thing everything leads up to. It's almost like church. The way to look at Nikan and the way that it's built is to basically understand, if you guys know, how many of you guys in this call know what a Willow Creek church is?
I do.
Right. Basically, the setup was, and these are the fastest-growing churches in the 21st century, they have a main church that is basically what they do, the message every week. And I'm telling you this because these churches were built to fit in with the 21st century. They don't lighten the message. And this is not religious. This is actually organization building. And the reason I use this example is because it's pertinent in the 21st century. Guys, when most churches globally have been going backwards in membership, these Summit churches and Willow Creek churches and some of these other churches have been exploding forward. And it's because of the way that they're set up is not to change the message, because what's in the Bible is what's in the Bible, but it's to change the way people interface with the message to make it pertinent and live and in the 21st century. And this has nothing to do with one religion being better than the other. It's simply the fact that most religions globally have been declining in terms of numbers, and these modern organizations have been exploding forward. And it's because the way that they have organized their structure. And the way they're basically structured, and you're talking mega churches of anywhere from, you know, they got 10,000 people plugged in with some of these churches, is because they've set it up to run where you have the message every week is designed to send the message, it gets it out, it says who we are and what we do, it's welcoming to anybody. And then where you get your meat and potatoes is in the small groups and in the things you do outside of church. Well, the historical church model has been everything happens on Sunday. You do your Sunday school, you go to your church, maybe you do a Bible study, but it's more based around everything happens inside the building. The modern churches that have really exploded, not only there but globally, their outreach has been what happens here is only to set up what happens outside of the walls. Is everybody following me on that? Because it's a lot to throw at you. I want to make sure that you guys, I'm not talking religion here, or, you know, which is different than faith, by the way. I'm talking organization building. Does everybody understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. So the bottom line is Sunday is set up where it leads to what happens during the week. It's designed to feed you. There's a part in the scripture where Paul says, you know, basically, you know, it doesn't say it exactly like this, it's time to get off baby food and start having adult food. So the whole organization is set up to empower people to seek their own faith, to seek what they want to get out of it, not designed to spoon-feed people. It's not about the ritual. It's not about learning something. It's about starting people on a journey to want to find something. And you know, you're in a faith situation, no matter what faith you're coming from on this phone call, it should be something that you're seeking, not something you're being fed. And I think every major religion in the world does that. Now, why do I mention that in terms of Nikan? How many of you guys on this call have a downline? Anybody on this call have anybody in their downline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of you on this call can tell your downline what to do? Raise your hand. Okay. Let me ask you question number two. How many of you guys on this call can make prospects come to previews? Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
How about make somebody watch a video? Not possible, right?
No.
So I told you guys a little bit this last week, and you'll find this theme going all the way through it. Wouldn't it make sense if you could structure your organization to where It's designed to make people want to seek and pursue as opposed to spoon feed. So you've got this message that says who we are, which is what a preview is, designed to basically be the show, but it creates sub-events. You know, when I look at a preview, when I work around, and when I first got started in NECAN, we got the Dennis Williams video, of course, and we would hand that to people, and if they liked that, they would come to the preview on Tuesday night. And it wasn't, you know, when I gave that to somebody, all I would say to them was, okay, you like that? Well, here's where we're going to be on Tuesday. Yeah. And that gave me great posture because I wasn't saying, gee, I'm going to do a preview if I'm not busy. I wasn't saying, I'm going to do a preview unless somebody's in town or work's keeping me late. I didn't say, I'm doing a preview if you come. I was telling them we're doing a preview, and we're excited about it. And it's going to be the same preview every week, meaning that we're there not to entertain distributors and to rotate speakers so everybody gets excited, but we're there to put our best speakers up at the core preview so that the new people get the best possible chance of getting signed up. And we're basically there in the showcase capacity, which is an old John K. Lynch word, that we put the best foot forward from our organization once a week to say, here's who we are, here's what we do. And then what that preview becomes is a gathering place for your organization every week, like church, that sets up the small group that are the in-homes. By the way, did you guys know that there have been many, many, many organizations and churches that have tried to not have a central meeting like a Sunday? They've tried to build their entire ministry off small groups. Anybody want to guess how that worked?
It doesn't work.
Cowboy, you know that. You're a pastor. What if you go to seminars and stuff like this? What have you been told about that as a pastor?
It does not work. You have to have the contact every week.
My brother is, of course, a pastor, too, and he actually uses the Willow Creek model, and they'll say the same thing, that the central meeting creates everything else. So what you want, ideally, in an area, and first of all, is to understand what the vision of a preview is. It's a place once a week where you've got your products laid out. It's a place to explain what we do. And if you go back and look at the first NECAN business flip chart that we used to have, does anybody remember what the first page said of the NECAN preview, the whole first 10 years we were in NECAN? Anybody remember what it said?
You're here to evaluate a business.
You're here to evaluate a business. Now, let me ask you guys, why do you think it said that on the first page?
Because that's what they were there
for.
Right. So it's telling people why they're coming. Let me ask you a question. When you guys are running people through ABCs in meetings, what message are you sending? Are you sending, you're here just to talk? Are we saying we're here just to look? Or are we saying you're here to do something, i.e. these meetings are set up so you can look and see if you'd like to be a partner too? So from the beginning, I used to always say to people, look, we're looking for business partners. We're launching this great new company. Let's go check it out. Now, by the way, and I'm going to, this Saturday at the live meeting in Austin, we're going to talk a lot about this because we have some really powerful capabilities. I met a prospect not long, I was in town really briefly before I came here, like 72 hours, but I had some power patches. I was able, someone said their knee hurt, I was able to put a power patch on them right away. By the time they got home, they already had a DVD in their hand because I sent them an e-tool, and now I've set up a meeting when I get back. That's one of our prospects. That was not possible a year ago. You guys all get that, right? How many of you guys a year ago carried around loaner magnets on your body? A year ago, what I would have had to do is I would have said, I've got something that will help you. I'm going to drive it all the way back across town, and then I'm going to drive you something to look at, and then we can get back together the third time. Well, now I was able to do both those things in basically 2 seconds, which shortens the time between meeting them and the preview, right? You guys still there? My phone just beeped funny.
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, did you hear that beeping, or was that just me?
You cut out for a sec.
That was bizarre. Okay, anyways, that was what we were able to set up to do. Now, if you've got a regular weekly preview set up, and the best nights for doing this are Tuesday and Thursday, I'm telling you guys, those are the best nights for some weird reason. If you've got that set up, when I meet that person, I'm able to tell them, check this out, wear that, if you like it, we're getting together every Tuesday night at such and such, or every Thursday night at such and such. And then if they can't make it one Thursday, you're able to say it'll be there the next Thursday. So what's going to happen is you guys will invite people. Like, let's say you invite one person a week, and they can't make it that first week. If you guys don't have a preview the next week, what's liable to happen to that person?
You're losing.
Yeah, they're gone. Now, let me ask you this. If you meet people, and it takes an average And I'll tell you this, it seems this way. It takes an average of 1 to 3 weeks from the time you meet somebody till the time they get them in a preview. And by the way, during that whole time, I'm sending them DVDs, or I'm dropping them off, or I'm sending them e-tools. I'm going to loan them a power patch. I may run them some CM cream. I'm going to use my samples, okay? I'm going to be dropping something on them every 48 to 72 hours. If that person takes 1 to 3 weeks, what would happen if I invited somebody 3 weeks ago? If that person comes in 3 weeks, well, guess what? The person I talked to 3 weeks ago is probably going to be coming this week. So if I have a steady pipeline of people invited, even if it takes 1 to 3 weeks to get someone to come to a preview, you guys see how over time that pipeline is going to make sure there's somebody there almost every week.
Yeah.
That's how you work it. What people tend to do, and this is where people fall down, is they will invite somebody who can't make it this Tuesday, and then they'll say, oh, they're going to come in 3 more weeks, but then they don't invite somebody the next week. So what ends up happening is they have maybe one person a month who's coming, and if I meet you now and you can't come to a preview till January, that's a pretty long drought, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's not what you want. So remember how a preview works. If you invite somebody this week and it takes a couple weeks, get that pipeline built up. Okay, it's very important to do that towards that preview night. Now, most previews, by the way, will start in homes. Most of them start there just because most people don't have the ability to go out and buy a hotel room. You know, if you're talking $100, $150, $200, you know, if you need 10 or 15 people there at $5 or $10 a head, what you don't want to do is end up getting in a position to where the hotel room, paying for it, becomes more important than the preview. Has anybody ever been in that situation before?
Yep.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yep.
The other thing you don't want to do is have yourself in a position where you can't pay for the room unless other people who are not in your group will not come. And that doesn't mean we don't love them, but what happens is we put ourselves in a weak preview position. You want your preview set up in such a way by the time you get to a hotel that you can pay for it with people that you know will be there. You want it to be a healthy preview. In-home previews are fantastic, as I told you. I consider those small group. But put it this way. I've heard a lot of people say, well, in-homes are the only way to go. And I absolutely believe that without small group, church is dead. But without church, small group is dead. If you want a big, fast-moving area, you need a showcase. Because otherwise, what you have to do, we'll put it this way. If you've got one meeting place and you've got 30 or 40 people coming, then everybody can use that night that's set up. And let's say you're out of town. You can still send people over there. Your group can still go. You can be developed, and you've got the networking. The thing that will make your group grow the fastest, and this is a really hard thing to explain, and I really don't know why. Well, maybe I do. It's the fellowshipping. When people walk into a room, how many of you guys agree with this? I would venture to guess when people come to a preview, 70 to 90% of the reason they sign up is emotion and the feeling they get from just being in the room around the people. How many of you guys would agree with that versus argue that?
I agree with it.
So if you walk into the room and it's like a tomb, what's that tell your new person?
That this is a dead business.
It is. Now what if you walk in the room and there's 15 or 20 people that act like they really like each other and they're laughing and having fun?
Where's the party?
They're going to be more likely to join. So that fellowshipping adds an element of speed onto your business. Now, in-homes, they are so important, you guys. Please don't misunderstand. They are absolutely critical. But if in your area you can have a core preview that's set up in a third-party site, we'll put it this way. I don't care how big your home is. Most people's houses, you cannot get 55 people in your living room every Tuesday. So here's a dilemma you got. To get out of that living room, you've got to make the jump somehow. You know the hardest part about getting a preview into a hotel? It's going from your first 4 people to where you can actually support the preview. Because what people tend to do is they move from the living room to the hotel too early, and then they can't fill it. The way most previews work, and I'm talking to you guys around the country because you've got to establish your previews. You'll have a team of anywhere from 5 to 10 that will be the core. I've done this 3 times in 3 different cities. And by the way, in all of those cities, I've seen it done wrong to where the thing never grew, and I've also tried to build it without them, and I've also seen several times now what happens when they go away, the volume. Well, let me tell you this. Cities that have strong previews grow. Cities that don't. Events will be smaller without previews. In fact, you will watch volume go backwards almost as fast as it goes forward when you remove the preview And what's interesting, there's about a six-month delay. And I want to tell you guys something else you'll find really interesting. I've talked to several people, both at corporate and in the field. We had Daryl Merritt, who is the customer service head that sees all the numbers in the field. And we were talking to him, and what we said to him was, you know, where we're doing this meeting is where we also do our weekly meeting. And we weren't talking about it in any other capacity than that's just what it is. And he looked at Paige and I and said, you know, every city that has a regular weekly meeting has volume and grows. And every city, and he said he's never seen an area grow that doesn't have one. Do you think that's interesting news?
Mm-hmm.
It's very telling. The cities that grow have regular meetings. Here's what happens. Everybody in your area knows where the group is. It's kind of almost establishing some legitimacy, meaning you're on the map. It's where you are. It's what you do. It puts you out there. People know where you are. Anyway, and it's set up and established. And everything, ABCs, in-homes, and everything else feed it, okay? And then if you've got 50 people at a preview every week, do you guys see how easy it would be to have a 100-person quarterly?
Yeah.
Because you've got a core group. Now, if you've got a 100-person quarterly, that means you could probably do a 200 to 300-person biannual expo and a 300 to 500-person yearly expo because you've got that nucleus of people that will be there. I've always observed that if I'm drawing a couple hundred to a preview, you can usually double that for a special event. So basically, take a look at what's coming to your regular preview and double it, and that's pretty much what you can put into a room for a quarterly or an expo. And that's really important because what's hard is if you get 15 disjointed groups of five or six doing separate in-homes and there's no central meeting location, pulling together a bigger group becomes very difficult. And I've seen it in silver markets that I've worked in where you'll put 300 in a room and then the preview goes away and a year later you can barely get 60 in the room. It's because you've lost church and all you're left with is a small group and then the group gets scattered to the wind. Now that doesn't mean, by the way, that if there's a preview, for example, in Kalamazoo where Jackie is, when that thing has 300 people coming every week, maybe the people then who are 30 miles north are not going to drive down every week to that preview. In the beginning, they probably will, but once they have their own 20 or 30 people, they probably want to start their own core preview and get that thing up and running and get it going, or maybe have in-homes and do some other things, but use them strategically. They're very, very important. But the way this thing basically works, is your prospecting and recruiting all lead up to that weekly regular meeting that you have, and then the regular weekly meeting leads into the bigger events that you have. It's kind of the hub. It's the fulcrum of the teeter-totter. It's very important. It's the thing in the middle where everything beyond it is fed and everything before it feeds into, and it's a place to see everybody every week. And so important for you guys to understand. So if you right now are in an area where you don't have a regular preview, pick a night or a day, get it started in your living room. Your first goal is to get about 10 regular people that are in it. That puts you in a spot where you can find a small meeting room. When you get to the small meeting room, I can tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to see it go straight to 200 people. Usually it takes a couple of months with that initial group, anywhere from 5 people to 20 people. But what's important is that you're all dedicated to bringing new people. But what happens, and it's kind of weird, is your group will gel, and it's like people start to really click and connect with each other. It'll be a real, you'll know you're on the right track at your preview if you have fun when you go, and people there are happy to see each other. That will lead to better recruiting, to better prospecting, and then you're going to get the right mix of people, and then the thing will end up where you've got anywhere from 30 to 100 people there, whatever the number is. Don't be concerned if your first couple of months you don't see the instant through the roof. Get it established. Use it as a tool that it is, and you're going to see some really great things happen. So remember, it starts with your nucleus of just you filling a living room, for example. You want to move someplace where you can comfortably afford it with the people that you're working with, okay, where it's not a burden. You never want your preview to be a burden. And then basically, you know, for the few months, use it as the tool that it is. Get your core team in place. And then what you guys are going to find, once you've got that core meeting in place, it creates so many possibilities forward and back. All the small, somebody just came on a different phone. It's not going down. Whoever just came on this line, star six. You guys hear that too, or is it just me?
Yeah, it's been going on for a couple minutes.
Whoever just picked up a phone line, hit star six for me, okay, please. Is that better?
That's better.
Kind of weird. I wonder what that was. Anyway, that's pretty much what that is. Does anybody have any questions of what I've covered so far? Because I covered a lot of stuff. I don't want to talk in circles. I don't have my usual layout in front of me right now that I would follow this lesson plan. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts on what I've covered so far? This is very important. This is the Plymouth Rock of your business, if you understand what I'm saying.
I don't have any questions, but I do have something I'd like to underscore that you mentioned about the why people come to a preview when there is a preview, and
yes,
that's to evaluate a business.
Yes.
If somebody's just, especially if you're in a small area, if somebody just wants to see the products, the preview is not the place to take them.
No.
And the reason I say that is because if we aren't there building a network, if that's not the purpose, then people aren't going to make money. They're not going to get to the residual income level. They're going to make money, but they're not going to get to the residual income level if they're just pushing products all the time. So they've got to have partners, and that really has to set the preview apart, because otherwise people get mixed messages. It doesn't mean you can't demonstrate products, because that you absolutely can. But that's very critical that everybody knows that the reason they're going there is to evaluate a business.
Yes, you're right.
That is so critical.
Let me ask you guys this. If I was running an ice cream stand and I had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, and you wanted strawberry ice cream, how would you guys get it? What would you do? What would you say?
I want strawberry.
Right. Let me ask you guys a question. When you're talking to people about what you're doing in NECAN, are you telling them what you're doing and what you're after, or are you just walking up and staring at them and saying, so you got ice cream, huh? You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, and I'm going to talk about this coming Saturday, and I know that doesn't help some of you, the new tools that we have the ability now to go out and seed the ground like we never have before. What I'm going to do, I'll tell you flat out, we're going to be ordering packs of power patches. I'm going to put them on everybody I talk to. Hey, I'm going to rip them off without even the sticky stuff being exposed. I'm going to say, next time you hurt, put one of these on. Here's my card. If you want to know about the company, I'm going to zap you an email. We'll tell you about it. And I'm going to let those seeds go everywhere. There's, 30 of those in a pack? I'm going to make sure all 30 of those are out all the time. Prospecting is going to cost me $1 a day. That's the easiest.
Rick, I had an experience with that tonight, as a matter of fact.
What'd you do?
I was at a party, and a guy was having arthritis problems in his hand, and I said, here. And I put one on his hand by his thumb, and about 10 minutes later, he says, my wife will write your check. Can I get one for the other hand?
That's awesome. How tough was that?
It was easy. I did that with a guy with that was contemplating a med drip in his back. Gave him one, and he called me the next day. Bought like $400 worth of product on Tuesday because he just had to have more because it didn't take care of his back problem completely, but he could tell a noticeable difference. I want to ask a couple questions, if you could just elaborate. You were talking about the previews.
Uh-huh.
A couple things that are important, and I think you ought to maybe say something about, is being a user of the preview,
yes,
number one, and, you know, making it work for you. And then the other thing, why don't you touch just a brief second, if you could, on etiquette?
Yeah, well, first of all, being a user of the previews, the way I view a preview, if I was in an area and I was fortunate enough to have one, and you guys that have a preview that's at a location in your areas, take advantage of it. That is such a big deal. There's a whole big difference between having a group that, well, I want to tell you guys, I love in-homes. I absolutely love them. They are your bread and butter frontline thing to meet people in the local areas. What your core preview does, it gives you speed. It gives your group faster than normal speed. It's like I said, it's not where one group comes together. It's where multiple groups can come together and be many times bigger than just, we'll put it this way, 6 people in a living room will never give you the vision of 60 people in a conference room, where it's professional environment and all that stuff. And then it's a neutral environment. It's a whole lot more professional to give somebody a business card and say, we meet at such and such conference facility, than over at Elroy's house right past the van on the left. It is. And especially if you guys are cold market prospecting, I'll tell you what, guys, I used to do a lot of in-homes, and I used it as my core preview. I had several times, I don't know if some of you guys have ever dealt with this, that I was working with prospects who brought prospects who bought prospects, and I got to be honest with you, I wasn't super thrilled having 20 strangers in my house every week. Anybody here ever thought about that? I've got a wife and a little boy. If I'm traveling, you know what I'm saying? I'll use it, but I prefer to use it for a warmer market than I'm not going to mass prospect with my living room on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't necessarily want strangers cruising around my house when I'm out of town. You know? That doesn't mean that I'm not going to use them to build my business. I do in-homes all the time. But my workhorse is going to be something where I can mass prospect. Now, as far as being a user of the preview, Dave Stoltz has said this. If you go to a preview just by yourself, you're there to learn. If you go to a preview with a prospect, you're there to make money. I view the preview as not something I support or attend. I view the preview as something that I use.
Yeah.
So it's a very simple thing in my mind when I have a preview, and I remember this going back to when I started the business. I got the Dennis Williams video in the mail, or from Dennis and Ruth, and I used to hand that to people, and then my goal every week was to get somebody to that preview. Now, here's my question. If I gave all of you on this phone call $10,000, if you had somebody at the preview Tuesday night, does anybody here doubt that anybody in this call would not have somebody at the preview Tuesday night? Of course. Well, that's the kind of intensity I brought to the game. In terms of having somebody at the preview, it's just what I did. And I knew the more people that I brought, the more money I would make. Part two, you guys will always tell whether it's convention. When I talk to people that make a lot of money in NECAN, the things they talk about when they're talking about big events, they're not saying how great the event was, even though it was. They're saying how many of their people they brought. Like I said, I talked to Reed last night for about 30 minutes, and it was funny. The whole time we were talking, he kept talking about his people. How many people he wants to bring to convention, how many he wants at the next event. You guys understand why Reed's a Royal Diamond? He's using events to fill it with his people. He's not going to events. Do you guys understand the profound difference in those two things?
Absolutely.
Don't go to events. Use them. Okay? Number one, no matter where you are, that's how I view it. And the other thing is, let's say you can't breed. Do I go to a preview? Let's talk about etiquette. If I don't have a preview this Tuesday night, and it's a newer preview, maybe there's 10 or 20 people, and I don't go because I don't have a prospect, do you guys think the preview's diminished?
Yes.
Sure. Now let me ask you a question. What if the next week you have a hot prospect and somebody else decides to take the night off and then there's nobody at the preview, in the beginning especially, do you guys see how you kind of rely on each other in the beginning?
Yeah.
It's in your best interest to have a strong preview. So even if you don't have a prospect, what I'm going to do is support the thing. And when I say I don't just support the preview, I'm always using it. Even if I'm supporting it, I'm still using it. Because it's in my best interest to make sure this thing goes, because the faster I can get up and running, the faster it goes. And then once you've got, this is the beauty of it, you guys. This is what I want you guys to see. When you've got 40, 50, 60 people a week and up coming to that preview, let's say you are traveling. Let's say Grace, Lanny, you're a platinum distributor and you've got to go meet with a group in Phoenix. How would you like to have 28 of your people at the preview in Austin while you're off and they're being taken care of and shown a great show while you're out of it safe?
Perfect.
That's what this allows you guys to do. And then the other thing, if you've got those 60 people there every Tuesday and you've got someone up front saying, hey, next week we've got this great speaker coming, and then there's 130 people there, it's a place to communicate with the group all at once, face-to-face, not via email, not via phone calls. I can tell you guys right now, if I could give any one of you one piece of advice, and there's one unique vision of the business that I have, and everybody's got their things to make them unique. I was all by myself in Michigan, and I worked with a team of Crosslines there in the beginning that were not very strong, and they had this big consortium, and they had real weak previews and didn't do a whole lot. First thing we did, I said, Dennis Williams said do a preview every week, started doing a preview every week. My group absolutely exploded. Moved down to Texas, no preview, everybody was kind of floating around. First thing we did, when I started working with Terry in Texas, the absolute first thing we did was we sat down and said, what day are we going to do our preview? It was Thursday. Every single Thursday we had a wellness preview. Terry would prospect all week, and he would fill it, and I would come and give it. And that's how we built this city. And we got that preview up to 100 or more people every week. We had the conference room packed. And then we forgot our own rule, and the central preview went away, and then everything else behind it, because you think, well, everybody's going to take off, and the small groups are kind of going to run themselves. The central meeting makes the small groups go. and then the small groups make the central meeting go, but the mothership is that thing that makes it go. So I've got to tell you guys, if I could give you any one piece of advice, is the first thing you do, you pick a night of the week, you say, this is my preview night, and then everything leads up to it, and then that leads up to everything beyond it. It's your fulcrum. First thing you do is pick a night. In fact, when I started 10 years ago, I said Tuesday night's my preview night. All week long, I handed out Dennis Williams videos, and every Tuesday, the people that liked it came to the meeting. And the people that didn't, I got my video back. And I got to tell you guys, there wasn't a whole lot more to how I built my business. That was it. Get people to the preview. It was as simple as that. Then everything else took care of itself. I know that sounds oversimplified, but I got to tell you, that's exactly what it is. And that's the best piece of advice I can give you right now. Pick a night. Don't miss it. We'll take off like the day before Christmas. You know, that makes sense. If it's on the 4th of July, maybe you cancel your preview. You don't cancel it because somebody's got practice or something. You just figure it out. It's your job. Remember I told you guys last week, why don't we do the Pathfinder call at 10 o'clock on Monday morning? Because you guys are at work, right?
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Right. So here's the thing. Why don't you cancel your preview on Tuesday when something comes up? Because it's your job. If you treat it that way, great things happen. It all comes back to this, and this is the last thing I'll say about it. The hardest thing about NECAN, if you want to call it hard, is that it doesn't look like a job. All of us have been conditioned, and really think about this, you guys. What happens if you guys have a job, if you guys just blow it off tomorrow? What would happen if you don't go in?
You wouldn't get paid.
And you'd get fired probably, right? What happens if you blow off a Tuesday night preview?
You don't get paid.
Yeah, but nothing really happens, does it?
No.
You still
Well,
you still got your job. For most people, their life really doesn't change all that much. So there's no consequence for missing the preview, so it's easy to do. And I guess if I can give you guys just a way to think, you know, treat your NECAN business. You know, there's an old saying, most people don't build this because they're building a dream. They're building it because they're running away from a nightmare. I think that makes it really easy to do something when you feel like you have to. I guess for me in my mind when I got started, I wanted this so badly that it never seemed like an issue to me that I was just going to be there Tuesday night. Or I remember when I was new in the business, Dennis Williams came to Michigan. And I was supposed to go to a Michigan football game. I had tickets, you know, they were really good tickets, and it was a big deal. And I love football, obviously you guys know that. And it was awesome. And Dennis Williams was coming to town, and guess what? I didn't go to the Michigan game. And it was like Michigan-Iowa. I'm a big Hawkeye fan, too, and, man, I was fired up. But guess what? I wasn't going to make $10,000 a month seeing the Hawkeyes. Now, here's the kicker. Now, because of that, if you want to go, we'll take a week, spend it at, you know, we'll go to Carver Hawkeye and hang out up there watching our Kinnick Stadium and watch the football game whenever you want to. But 10 years ago, I just didn't go to the game. And at the time, I remember thinking, well, this is just what I need to do. I didn't expect a medal for it. And I didn't feel like I was getting gypped or it was some big hardship. It was just kind of what I did. And, like, you know, when I'm down here with the family, like right now, I could easily say, well, I'm not going to get on the call. I just told my folks this is what I do. And what's interesting is because I'm committed, they all support me. None of them say, it's your last night here. Why are you on the call? You should be spending quality time. They all know what I do and they respect it. They have buy-in. I mean, wouldn't it be easy, you guys, just to say I'm not going to do the call because it's my last night here, and wouldn't you all say, well, that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
You guys follow me? I mean, if I said that, wouldn't that be a valid excuse?
Sure, yeah.
How many of you guys, when faced with that situation, and you guys, by the way, are above and beyond. So when I say you guys, I'm not saying necessarily you, but I'm saying you that are listening, do you want to win that much in this game? And if you do, you'll win. You will. And what your preview does every week, I think above everything else, it shows that, yeah, well, let me ask you this. If you guys remove the preview from your city or your area or your business, where is the proof that NECAN exists in your market as a business?
There is none.
Having a regular preview says I'm in business. It says I'm in business. Having ad hoc previews means you're in business when you want to be.
Yeah.
There's a big difference in the two. So So having a regular preview where you can showcase yourself should be exactly that. Like when we do, I hear Grace on here, and I know Charles and Sherry are here, and Paula's here, and a few other folks in the local area. I don't view Tuesday night as just a preview. I mean, we flew back tomorrow so we could be there by Tuesday, and we left so we wouldn't miss an extra one. And I mention that to you because I view it as our showcase. And if you've got that in place, what that will give us eventually is it will give us a creation point for all the big events that happen behind it. And that's it. That says an area is in business. And it's a central part of your business. And that's pretty much it. And, you know, we're going to start, just so you guys know too, because a lot of people need help with previews. Starting the first of the year, we're going to take our preview that we do in Texas, here in Round Rock or Austin, and we're going to video teleconference it via WebEx to the whole country. Any one of you that want to dial in will be more than welcome. We'll have a high-speed camera set up that will record the preview. I will shorten it to about 35 minutes, and then we will have some testimonials or just some cool stuff. And then all of you around the country, if you would like help getting your preview up and running, you will have a live feed every week to piggyback in, and you can run it right on your television. We'll help you how to do that. And then until you can get it up on your own, we'll give you a live feed to piggyback off of. Does that sound like something that will help you guys that are at a distance?
It's wonderful.
Yep. Okay. That will be done by the first of the year. So I've just got to get a few technology bugs ironed out before we can do it. But that's how committed I am to doing this. And then part three, I'll tell you what, guys, there are some massive things afoot. It is time to launch this company. The company has made the commitment to launch itself. They've positioned themselves to launch themselves. These, you know, like I said, I had such a neat talk with Reed last night, and he said, you know, you guys know whether the back orders, you know, the reason things are on back order is because Nikon's a smart company. They don't put 65,000 things in the warehouse. They use just-in-time inventory. That's how they manage their costs. That's how they keep their 5A1 rating. So what they do is they start to figure out a trend and a pattern for what we order, and then once they've got that down, they know how to keep it in stock. These power patches, Mr. Watanabe wanted to bring them back. I'll just tell you guys one little thing. Mr. Watanabe very clearly has said, we are going to build our core competency in our business on the things that make us different and nobody else can do, and he wanted these power patches. Nikon is not a vitamin company, even though we have unbelievable vitamins. We're not another, you know, we're not Mary Kay. We're Nikon. We have unbelievable skincare. We are the world's only total wellness company, and we feature products that if you're going to get your foot cut off, we can stop it. And there's not another MLM out there that can do it. Maybe they can make your teeth whiter than white. They can bleach your hair. They can turn Coke to Pepsi. Whatever they can do, none of them out there can get somebody up out of a wheelchair. We can. Where do you guys think we should be competing? Do you think we ought to be trying to make people's teeth whiter than white and their breath fresher than fresh, or do you think we ought to get people out of wheelchairs? We are a magnetic health technologies company that offers a total wellness spectrum. If you hurt, you come here and you will not hurt, and then we're going to give you the technology to stay healthy. That is who we are and what we do. These power patches, for the first time in Nikon's history, we have a doorway product to the rest of the wellness product line in the magnetics. The power patch leads to the mag steps, to the back flex, to the bed, to the water, to the air, to the vitamins, to the skincare, everything else. It's the first time ever we've had a doorway so the products can get people out of a wheelchair. We don't have to go from 0 to 60 anymore. Guys, I got to be honest with you. It's kind of a high hurdle to jump getting someone that can't move their leg to buy a $70 magnet. Would you guys all agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? How about getting the guy that can't move his leg or the gal and slap a $1.25 power patch on it and then watch how fast they're going to scratch you a check for everything?
Exactly.
And then, you know, like me, when my back started feeling better and stuff, my little pea brain said, wow, I could make money with this. Because I had a product experience. You guys see, I love people say, well, why are you building Nikon? And they'll say, because I had a product experience. You know what they're really telling me? I put a magnet on it to help my back, and my little brain looked like a slot machine, and 777 came up, and I said I could make some money with this stuff.
Yep.
That's what you're really saying, and that's okay. I mean, that's good. Your product experience led you to go cha-ching. That's what it's all about. Hey, if this fixed my back, this thing's awesome. I can go make some money doing this. That's healthy. We have a technology to do it. Now we're going to gear up to get it done. So get your previews planted. get that thing nailed and step up behind it. And for gosh sakes, guys, treat your business like a business and love it, and your business will absolutely explode. This is like going downhill on roller skates. If you love your business the most, if you love it the most, if you love your dream the most, other people will be attracted to it. I don't care if you're a great speaker or not. I don't care if you're the most gorgeous person on the call or uglier than a mud fence. If you're on fire and you got a dream in your heart, other people will follow you. Look at Abraham Lincoln. He was not a pretty man. You know what I'm saying? People voted for him. You know why? Because people believed in him. Period. People will believe in you if you just love your own dream. And that's pretty much anybody. And sorry to talk so much. I haven't really been able to be on the call the last couple of weeks because of all the crazy stuff going on. Does anybody have any thoughts, questions, or comments? You guys are kind of quiet. I know it's because of me, but you have anything they want to share?
This is Gracie. I'll share one thing.
Please.
So this week on Wednesday, I had the opportunity to live a day what it would be like Niken full time, all the time, and tell you how it shifted my thinking. And I just, it's one of those I got this moments. And, you know, 5 weeks into the process, I have two people on my team now. They're excited. Just, I'm jazzed. So
what did you see? What did you see? What possibilities did you see? Because when you say that, tell the people out there that haven't had that aha yet, what did you see that you didn't see before?
Well, I started my day talking to someone who was looking for a job in the high-tech industry. And I had no intention whatsoever, really, of talking to her about Niken. I just wanted to listen to her and help her. And she asked me what I was doing, and I shared with her about Niken. And she said, you know, I need to do something right now, and I'm very, very interested in this. And then she pulled up her sleeve, and she had a Genfen patch on, which is a weight loss MLM on a single patch.
Right.
And so we talked a lot about, you know, MLM structures and how most are designed to have a particular runway and 32 years in business, 5A1 rated, talk about the team in Austin who are, you know, rock star business leaders in Austin who are building Niken businesses. And so, you know, that went into a meeting with another leader here in Austin to, okay, 6 months we can replace your current income, and this is how. And are you ready to step up to it? Yes, absolutely. And I went to lunch and, you know, vowed not to talk about Niken. And it came up in conversation again. They pulled it out of me. What are you doing? Why are you so happy? What's different about your life? And, you know, one of the things people have said, and I never really understood it before, that we are the product.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Very, very true. That you're not marketing something that's at arm's length. You're saying, look at the life we could live.
That's right.
Very cool, Grace. Thank you very much. Anybody else have anything you want to share before we get after our big week? And you guys, you know, go out and hit it with a passion. I got to tell you guys, December is a great time to get your business going and have some fun with it. I've never been one to think that because it's a holiday it has to go any slower. I've always had really good Decembers. I enjoy December. Hey, look, if you're going to give a gift, how about instead of giving them a new necktie, how about giving them financial and physical freedom for the rest of their life? You know. And by the way, your job isn't to sign them up. Your job is to give them the chance to be retired. And if you can do that, you're going to have a great organization. Just listen, don't worry about the result. Just give the gift.
Rick, I think that underscoring what Grace just said is deserves a little bit more attention, too, because whether you get a chance to talk to somebody or not, they see you and how, or see us, and how we act, how we interact with other people, how we look, how we dress, what we talk about, how happy we are, or how not happy we are, or how frustrated we are, or how not frustrated we are, and they compare us to everybody else that we're around. And
right.
They may not talk to us right then, or we may not have the opportunity to talk to them right then, but they're watching what we do, and they know it's different if we're acting differently. If you're acting down in the dumps and frustrated and all that sort of stuff, then they're not going to want to talk to you anyway.
Right.
But what she said is that she was the product. Not that she was using a product, she was the product.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's good stuff, guys. Anybody want to add before we get going? You guys are great. And then next week we're going to talk about sponsoring, and I'll get you guys, make sure I get an email back out for you today when I get home by Wednesday. I'll be caught up here by Wednesday, Thursday. And then I'll see a lot of you guys in Austin this Saturday from 10 to 1. We have a huge opportunity to have this guy come in this weekend. We're going to do some awesome training and have a really good time. And I love all you guys that listen in. Hope you had fun tonight. And sorry I talked a little more than usual. I had a lot to cram in that I hadn't been able to get done the last couple weeks, and wanted to make sure I covered some of the rearrangements up at corporate. So you guys ready to roll?
We're ready.
Hey, Rick, go ahead, Terry.
I spent Thursday night with Chris Gall out on a preview, and had one of those moments watching him work where I could see the future.
Right on, man. What was it?
Anybody that can go out with somebody like that and watch them do a presentation should break their neck to do it, just to see how it can actually work.
Chris is so good. He's about a step away from wearing a hat with moons and stars on it like a wizard, isn't he?
Yeah.
he is awesome, and that's why he's a real diamond. You know, that guy's got business. And Rhonda, you probably know what, 17 countries?
26
countries. He's a true global multimillionaire, one of the best Royal Diamonds in NECAN, so that's great you're getting a chance to spend time. And by the way, guys, just a little aside, here's another reason to go to the preview. This is what I'm going to leave you with. Do you guys know that if you take the five people you spend the most time with and divide them by five, that will be the median of where you are in your life almost 90% of the time? Look at the five people you're with the most. Are they going someplace, and are they living how you want to live? When I'm in NECAN, I try to spend my time on the phone with people that are a higher level than me, that are eagles, that are going places. When you can spend your time with people like Chris, or when you come to the preview to get around, you know what, when you're at work all day or around people that don't support you, who don't have entrepreneurial dreams, how can you expect to be an entrepreneur? Some of going to a preview is just being spiritually fed by people that are going where you're going.
Well, and the other thing is, why are we letting people tell us that we should or should be doing something who haven't, quote-unquote, made it and aren't doing anything with their lives, and we're listening to them for advice?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me just say this as the last thing, because I know I promised we'd be done. If you guys are in an area and there is no preview, you have the job of setting it up, and it's your job to set that tempo for everybody and be that leader by default. So give them a place every week where your eagles can come and be around other eagles so they can be spiritually fed and they can be developed as leaders to be around a positive environment. I think that may, above everything, may even be the biggest thing a preview gives you. That is something that doesn't directly impact the bottom line, but it creates it. And that's pretty much that. So thanks for a great call, everybody. You guys are awesome.
Rick, it was a really good call. Really
well, thanks.
Good.
Well, I'm going to go try and find where all my socks and T-shirts are in this room in here and try to find a way to make it home without forgetting half of everything. All right, guys. We love you all. Julie, have a wonderful week and bless you all, okay?
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.